Enough. Enough. I can hardly stand. I'm so tired. All right. One last horn of mead, and then I'll sleep like the dead. To the gods. Forestall apocalypse until all our battles are won. Another raid, another feast, another hangover, probably. I'm not the teenager who could go cleaving elves 3 times a season. To have the strength of my back again. What are you looking at, my thrall? Did you thatch the roof as I asked? And what of my axe? Did you remember to sharpen it? Ugh, worthless. How am I going to gather firewood in the morning if my axe isn't sharpened? Out of my way. I have an axe to grind. I'll get no sleep while I'm in such a foul mood, thrall. You're lucky I don't use your skull as a sharpening stone. Stand aside. Honestly, what's the use of a thrall who can't even oversee my homestead while I'm freebooting? I never should have rescued you from that shipwreck. You worthless, lazy. Thrall, what have you built in my workyard? Nonsense. There's no such hot spring. Unless you found one and channeled it to my home to build me a bathhouse. And my axe is sharp. You foxy trickster. Come, you shall wash me, thrall. Why? Because I said so, and that's all the reason you need. Now hurry up before I pick you up by the head and drag you. Good boy. A hot spring at my house. This will be just the thing to get the salt out of my hair. My moccasins. You expect me to take a bath with them on, then take them off. The roof is well built. The air holds the steam. It makes my chest feel heavy. I cannot even hear the tribe revelers outside, or the waves on the rocks. You stupid humans and your modesty. As if you haven't seen me naked in the town square, mud wrestling would-be suitors, or boxing with their wives. A tit's a tit, ain't it? Or does my crotch bother you so? It's my clam, thrall. Gazing at it will not turn you to stone. Oh, my bones. That's good. Well done, my thrall. Well, are you waiting for something? Get your skinny ass in here. I'll admit that a few seasons of hard labor with me have toughened you up, put a little muscle on that frame. But you'll always be the little whelp I fished out of the bay. You'll never be an orc, but you're close enough. You could go raiding if you wish. Captains would have you, and you could bring back enough booty to pay me back for saving you. Just food for thought. Be sure to scrub my legs thoroughly, mind you. I've got a date tonight. Old Kreger is planning on breaking in and stealing me like some salt bride. As if I weren't a warrior in my own right. Says it's high time an old maid like me settled down and popped out some orc pups to fill out the tribe. What do you think of that? That would serve him right for speaking of me with so little respect. But he has half a point, mixed in with the sawdust he calls a brain. I can't get a manfolk to keep me warm at night unless I let him best me. But if I'm ever to be chieftain, I must remain undefeated. I'm thinking a man invented these rules. Rub my shoulders, Thrall. Well, by all means, if you'd have to straddle me to get to my shoulders, then just do it. What? Are you afraid I'm going to grab your little ass? Hold still, hold still. You need a scrubbing too. You've got mud in your ears. Why else would you suddenly turn deaf every time I need you to help tar my ship? Quit squirming. I've not put up with you for 2 years to drown you now. You touched my boob. You did, human. And look, you didn't turn to stone. Now, would you stop looking away like I'm something you're not supposed to see? If I get to ogle you, I might as well give you the same opportunity. Not that you'd have any interest in me. See? I've got no curves. I'm all hard lines from my shoulders to my thighs. Now, by all means, I've been at sea for 5 weeks. There's grime under my tits, and I want it cleaned. What are you hiding? Move your hands. Move them. All right. I warned you. Oh. Oh, your sausage is stuffed. Are you? No, couldn't be. I'm flattered, or more like wistful thinking. You wouldn't, couldn't really be attracted to an orc. I mean, I'm green for the gods' sake. My tusks are very prominent, and I'm a head taller than you. Damn. And usually guys' dicks go limp as a codfish when I pin them down. Yours looks even more excited. You like it when I overpower you. Oh. Okay. Are you, like, do you like me? Like, am I fuckable for an orc? Ugh, why am I saying for an orc? If we were somewhere else, in a different world where you weren't my thrall, would you be thinking about kidnapping me, making a salt bride out of me? Well, that's stupid. So stupid. Why can't... If you look at it a certain way, I sort of kidnapped you when I found you. Why can't you be my salt bride instead of my thrall? It's not like I enjoy being cruel to you, ordering you around. That's a lie. I do really enjoy it. You make those cute faces when you really think I'm about to put you in your place. But I could be good to you. Maybe as good as you've been to me. Maybe not. But I try. I don't know much about being gentle, but I would learn if you taught me. Would you do this for me? Oh, my clever little thrall, my special one. No, I've got you. I'm doing this properly. If I'm abducting you to my bed, I'm doing it right. And there's something funny. A bridal carry. Well, I did say I'd make you my salt wife. If you'd rather me give you a concussion and throw you over my shoulder like last time, that can be arranged. Now come, my salt bride, into my arms. I know it's chilly, but it'll be warm once we're on my furs. All right, what do we do now? I know how to rut. I mean, show me how a human would do it. I don't think that's a good idea. My teeth are sharp. If we kissed, I might grind your lips to hamburger. Well, let it never be said you're a coward. Here goes. Am I hurting you? Oh, good. The fire feels nice after the bath, but not as nice as you. You just wanted to feel my six-pack, didn't you? That's me. Your hands are so soft. Is this why you keep your fingernails short? Is this how you mainlanders tame your women? Just stroke them and stroke them until they're begging to be taken. You'll have to try harder than that. I have no intention of being conquered. But, by all means, keep polishing me. I'll conquer you when I'm good and ready. Is that your mouth? So that's why humans don't have tusks. Oh, amazing. Eat my pussy, Thrall. I just want to crush your head between my thighs, grab you, force you to rub against me harder. Nice try, human. But I'm gonna need more than one finger inside me. Yeah, I need a good stretching. I never had a moment alone on that whole voyage. No chance to touch myself for weeks. I admire your eagerness. And your tongue dancing on my clit while you go knuckle deep inside. That's twice as nice as playing with myself. Yes. Oh, human, that you can tweak my nipple with your other hand while doing all that. I knew you liked my breasts. And as long as you do that, I think my breasts will like you. You playful devil, getting my nub hard in your fingers. You sure know how to make me leak. That's it. I'm going to get my juices all over your face. I'm marking you with my pussy. My man. That's it. That's a good thrall. Gods. No. Oh, it's too much. What are you doing down there? How was that? No, it can't be. I can feel your fingers, all of them. Ah, oh, was that your fist going inside of me? Ah, oh, yes, slow down, go slow, my treasure. Ah, oh, I want to savor this. My pussy is throbbing. I can feel every knuckle. I can feel your wrist against my lips. Ah, oh, so full, so full. Just gently pump me with your fist. That's it. Oh, I'm so sensitive. Look me in the eyes. I trust you. I trust you. That's the only way I'd let you split me open like this. Oh, oh my. I guess my other tit wasn't getting enough attention. You can bite me, suck me, it'll just toughen me up. But you made one mistake. I didn't say you could stop licking my clit. What's the matter, honey? Is your hand stuck? Then you better try to pull it out. Is my pussy gripping you too strong? But honey, you've been so stimulating. My pussy needs you now, and it's so soft and wet. How could it possibly be stronger than your entire arm? Although, clenching on you feels so good. Rippling against your fingers, knowing I have you. Just keep toying with my tit, and I'll take care of the rest. Let me roll you over onto your back. Yeah, I think I know what happens next. It's time for me to take you, to mount on top of you and rut you into submission. And if you don't want to put up a fight, that's fine with me. Tell me you submit, that you belong to me, right here on my sleeping furs. Good. Now, I'm going to rut you anyway, but I'll try to be gentle about it. Lift your legs up, knees up by your chest. That's it. What a darling. So compliant. You smell. Afraid. Afraid, excited, amorous. It's an intoxicating bouquet. No, my soft, velvety, soaked pussy is going to let your hand go. But it's going to need something in exchange. Something very special. And I promise to take very good care of it. That's it. Slowly pull your fingers out and lick your hand. Good human. Do you like my taste? There's plenty more where that came from. Rub some on your cock for me. Does me looming over you make you extra hard? Happy to be of service, my thrall. Now stick your cock in me. It's time for me to break you in. There. Don't you feel so warm and safe with that inside of me? I've heard enough pigs bragging at the campfire to know what men like. A gentle squeeze to feel their tip glide deep, deep inside, and then pulled nearly all the way out. You're easy to work, easy to dominate. And you make me feel so good. Make me feel beautiful, desired, respected, feared, loved. I don't need any mate but you, my little thrall, my trickster. You stole my heart, so I'm taking yours in exchange. I will conquer your body over and over again. I will drain you, deplete you, breed you, all winter long if it takes, until you can't sleep except in my arms, cannot eat away from my side, can't come without my touch. Because I need you, and I can't stand to need you more than you need me. So be mine. I can't take no for an answer. Be mine. Ah, good, my little human. Take my pussy. Take my pussy. Give me your seed. Give me everything you are, and I'll take it. I'll pile drive you. You're mine, you understand me? Mine! Oh, you mean it. Darling, oh my darling, my sweet, sweet May, oh gods, every time you look at me like that, I want to fuck you harder. Breed me, your babies are mine. Put that nipple back in your mouth. Yeah, just a little more. Just a little more, sweetie. More, more. Your seed is mine. I'm not done with you. I'm not nearly done with you. Not until your balls are completely empty. I want to make you come. What do you need now? Slower? There, sweetie. I'm gonna ride your sweet cock until you're ready to come. Take your time. I want you to feel really good, like you made me feel. Become a little puddle for me. No need to hold it in. Whimper and moan. I've got you. You're so cute. I've got you. You're too perfect. Oh, my pet, oh, my darling, my human, oh, you're perfect. Come inside of me, relax, and chew inside of me. I can't stop smiling. We really did this. I don't know what we are now, and I don't care. This practice, kissing, it's so strange, but I like it. It makes me feel close to you. I want to make little half-humans with you. You are so good. Lay on me. You weigh practically nothing, and I want my arms around you. You made me feel. I don't know how to say it. Like. The storm's passed, and the sun has just risen. I didn't even know why I was so unhappy. Not unhappy, exactly. Just misplaced. But right now, with you acting as my perfect little human blanket, with your cum dribbling out of me, just talking to you. I'm bursting with happiness. That's right. This is exactly what I wanted. I just didn't know. You're my best friend. I don't enjoy spending my time with anyone else half as much. And now it's all so clear how we could be, how we will be. I finally get everything. Undefeated, but not alone. To perhaps be chief, and to be a mother. And if anybody has anything to say about it, I'll knock their tusks in. How'd I get so lucky?